Today, the Christian church all over the world celebrates Pentecost, the feast of the Holy Spirit. 50 days after Easter, after Jesus had appeared among his disciples and then ascended into heaven, the disciples were gathered once again in the upper room. Then, just as Jesus had promised, the Holy Spirit descended upon them like a rushing wind and tongues of flame. What I believe that we are called to focus on today, though, is the second half of our scripture text, the portion in which we are told that there were people from every nation under God gathered there, and that they were all able to understand what the disciples were saying. Even though the disciples were all Galilean, even though the disciples were all speaking the same language that they always had. Most often, when scripture scholars engage this text, they talk about it being a reversal of the Tower of Babel. In the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis, we're told that God confuses human beings' speech so that they will have to rely on God, not on their own wisdom and their own pride. In Pentecost, then, God sends the Holy Spirit to bring back to understanding one another, to bring us back to working together in harmony. Friends, perhaps more than any other gift of God right now, the world needs that gift of the Holy Spirit, needs to allow the Spirit's wisdom and courage and right judgment and understanding to infuse all that we are and all that we do. We need our households and our schools and our businesses to be dripping with compassion and the building of relationships with those who are different. That's why we had the adult education session that we did this morning, to try to help our congregation to understand more of other people and to build bridges. We need to hold everyone, our politicians, all of our leaders, and ourselves, to embodying the highest standards of healing. Exacerbating division, demonizing the other, creating further conflict is not God's way. It is not what we are called to do or called to be. Nicholas Kristof, in an opinion piece in the New York Times after the slaughter of the men standing up for the young Muslim women on the train in Portland last week, wrote, "What the three men in Oregon understood is that in a healthy society, Islamophobia doesn't disparage just Muslims. Racism doesn't demean blacks alone. Misogyny hurts more than women. Xenophobia insults more than immigrants. Rather, we are all diminished, and so we all have a stake in confronting bigotry." Kristof goes on, "One thing I've learned in my reporting career is that side by side of the worst of humanity, you find the best. The test for all of us is whether we can similarly respond to hatred and nihilism with courage. And in the dying words of Namaki Meche," that's one of the young men who died on the train in Portland, "if we can lift up those dying words of his with love." And so, friends, in an effort to convey just how adamant our faith is on this matter, I've asked three church members to read a selection of scripture passages that have to do with how God tells us we are to deal with the stranger in our midst. I will tell you that this is just a selection of the scripture passages that have to deal with how we're to deal with strangers. It's not all of those passages. And so I invite Paco Espinoza, Gail Carrolls, and Joey Taylor to come forward to offer these scriptures. Those of you who are interested in a list of these scriptures, the text will be available And you'll be able to find them along with the sermon when the sermon is posted on the church website early this week.
From Genesis, the Lord said to Abraham, "Go forth from your native land and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you."
From Genesis, the Lord said to Abram, "Know well that your offspring shall be strangers in a land not theirs."
Again from Genesis, then Abraham rose from beside his dead and spoke to the Hittites, saying, "I am a resident alien among you. Sell me a burial site among you that I may remove my dead for burial." And the Hittites replied to Abraham, saying to him, "Hear us, my Lord, you are the elect of God among us. Bury your dead in the choice of our burial places. None of us will withhold his burial place from you for burying your dead."
From Exodus, there shall be one law for the citizen and for the stranger who dwells among you.
From Exodus, you shall not wrong or oppress a stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Again from Exodus, you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the feelings of a stranger, having yourselves been strangers in the land of Egypt.
From Leviticus, you shall not pick your vineyard bare, or gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger.
From Leviticus, when a stranger resides with you in your land, you shall not wrong them.
All right.
The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as one of your citizens. You should love them as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Thus says the Lord, the land is mine. You are but strangers residing in it with me.
From Numbers, there shall be one same law for you and for the resident stranger. It shall be a law for all time throughout the ages. You and the stranger shall be alike before the Lord. The same ritual and the same rule shall apply to you and to the stranger who resides among you.
From Deuteronomy, cut away, therefore, the thinking about your hearts and stiffen your necks no more. For the Lord your God is God supreme and Lord supreme, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who shows no favor and takes no bribe, but upholds the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and befriends the stranger, providing them with food and clothing. You too must befriend the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Deuteronomy, you shall not abuse a needy or destitute laborer, whether a fellow countryman or a stranger in one of your communities of your land.
From Deuteronomy, you shall not subvert the rights of the stranger or the fatherless.
From Deuteronomy, when you reap the harvest in your field and overlook a sheaf in the field, do not turn it back to get it. It should go to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, in order that the Lord your God may bless you in all your undertakings. When you beat down the fruit of your olive trees, do not go over them again. That should go to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, do not pick it over again. That should go to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow.
Again, Deuteronomy, you shall then recite as follows: Before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean.
From Deuteronomy, you shall enjoy together with the Levite and the stranger in your midst all the bounty that the Lord your God has bestowed upon you and your household.
From Deuteronomy, cursed be he who subverts the rights of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow.
Isaiah, learn to do good, devote yourselves to justice, aid the wronged.
From Isaiah, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb.
From Isaiah, give advice, offer counsel. At high noon, make your shadow like night. Conceal the outcast, betray not the fugitives. Let Moab's outcasts find asylum in you. Be a shelter for them against the despoiler.
From Jeremiah, if you do not oppress the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, if you do not shed the blood of the innocent in this place, if you do not follow other gods to your own hurt, then only will I let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers for all time.
From Jeremiah, do what is just and right. Rescue from the defrauder she who is robbed. Do not wrong the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Commit no lawless act, and do not shed the blood of the innocent in this place.
From Ezekiel, thus say the Lord, God to Jerusalem, by origin and birth, you are from the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite, and your mother a Hittite.
From Ezekiel, this land you shall divide for yourselves among the tribes of Israel. You shall allot it as a heritage for yourselves and for the strangers who dwell among you, who have begotten children with you. You shall treat them as Israelite citizens. They shall receive allotments with you among the tribes of Israel. You shall give the stranger an allotment within the tribe where he resides, declares the Lord God.
From Psalms, the Lord watches over the stranger.
From First Chronicle, we are journeys with you, mere transients like our fathers.
From Matthew, now after the Magi had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child and destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt.
From Matthew, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before me.
From Matthew, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you. And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he would say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And this will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
From Luke, but wanting to justify himself, a lawyer asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest who was going down the road and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who just fell into the hands of robbers? He said, the one who showed mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise.
From Romans, contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers.
From Ephesians, for Christ is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one, and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. So then, you are not longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the house of God.
From Hebrews, all of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, God has prepared a city for them.
From Hebrews, let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without realizing they were doing so.
Friends, the Lord has spoken. Thanks be to God.